Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. I greet you this morning with a very, very big smile on my face this morning. I thank God for his grace and his mercy in the ability to share his love with you today. Eloquently speaking, today's prayer focus is on overcoming. And this week, I will be dealing with various topics where people need assistance with overcoming some of life struggles. I want to deal with some of the issues, the distractions, the hindrances, the addictions, unforgiveness, bitterness, rejection, sexual sins, hurt, and discouragement. Whatever hurt you have, whatever pain you have, whatever is going on inside of you underneath the surface, I'm talking about those areas where you wear a mask and you camouflage, you cover up, you hide what's going on deep, deep inside, because the hurt and the pain, the shame and the embarrassment, it hurts so bad, and you don't want nobody to see, you don't want nobody to know what your struggle is, you don't want nobody to know what challenges you are facing. But God wants you to know today that there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. You see, Satan wants you to hide under the mask. Satan wants you to cover up and hide the hurt, the pain. He doesn't want you to talk about your struggles. He doesn't want you to talk about your challenges. So he sends lies to your mind, intrusions, knocking at the door, offering you suggestions that you do not have to take. You don't even have to open the door. When you hear Satan knocking at the door of your mind to present lies, false accusations, doubt, and unbelief, don't answer the door. Ask Jesus to open the door and deal with that. The purpose of this series on overcoming is to help those that genuinely desire to rise above their circumstances. I'm talking about people that love God, but you have some struggles. You have some areas that you need some help getting out of that dark place. And sometimes people ask for help. And in that process of asking for help, they get hurt. They get rejected. They are often ostracized. And they are looked down on. And sometimes humiliation and embarrassment is injected into their spirit. And the purpose of that is to kill your spirit. So I want to encourage you to be careful and to use wisdom when you speak about your struggles and when you speak about your challenges, because God gives us wisdom. And it is very important that we share with people that have our best interests at heart. So if you will allow me the opportunity to share God's word with you today, please go with me to Psalms, the first chapter, that says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His life also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So I want to go back to verse 1 that says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So I have a couple of questions to present to you this morning. Who are you receiving counsel from? Are you seeking godly counsel, or are you seeking ungodly counsel? Are you standing in the way of sinners, or are you sitting at the seat of the scornful? God said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate day and night. So the purpose of the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, which is a service that is provided by Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry, our sole purpose is to provide a safe place for God's people to receive the help that they need with overcoming life's challenges. Our theme for 2018 is More Love in 2018. And the mission for Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry is to bring good news to those that suffer. And so my message to you today, the good news that I bring to you today, is that you do not have to sit or seek counsel from the ungodly. If you are sharing your information with someone that is not giving you biblical solutions to your problems, I encourage you to go to God in prayer. There are some things that are being transferred that are preventing you from overcoming your struggles. There are distractions that are hindering you from overcoming your struggles. And some people don't want to see you overcome. Some people don't want to see you tap into all that God has deposited inside of you. You see, some people don't want you to reach your destiny. So I exhort you today to be very careful about who you talk to, who you share your business with, because everybody does not have your best interest at heart. So our goal at the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network is to open the prison doors to those that are bound. Our goal is to provide a safe place to heal, to show mercy, to extend kindness and compassion as we offer love, support, encouragement, motivation, Bible study, and prayer to help promote spiritual growth and spiritual development in the Word of God. So wherever you are today, wherever you have been wounded, wherever you have been rejected, wherever you have been ostracized, criticized, and condemned to hell, let me tell you something. I don't care what you did. I don't care what happened to you. I don't care what your struggle is. I don't care what you're trying to overcome. What happened to you does not determine who you are. God loves you. That's the bottom line. God told me to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. That's the bottom line. I am not here to judge you. I am here to love you and to show you that you are an overcomer, that you are a more than conqueror. I believe in you. So for everybody that did not believe in you and for all of those people that talked about you and gave up on you, guess what? Today is your day. Today is the turning point of your breakthrough. And the question is, what are you going to do with it? More love in 2018 for all of those areas where you have been hurt, where you have been wounded, where hatred has been trying to cover your heart with black darkness. God is offering his love to you today. God wants you to know today that there is nothing that can separate you from his love. There is nothing that can cause him to not think about you. God thinks about you every day. You are on God's mind. You are the apple of God's eyes. God is concerned about everything that you are going through. God is concerned about everything that is happening to you. God has people that love him. Intimately and passionately love him. And like King David, their heart is for God. And their heart is for God's people. And I happen to be one of the remnant. You see, we are many members, but we are one body. And I can only do what God has given me to do. And my charge today is to be a bridge to help you cross over to the other side. So whatever you are struggling with, it doesn't matter how much it hurts. It doesn't matter how bad it stinks. It doesn't matter how much it embarrasses you or humiliates you. It doesn't matter how much it's been controlling and manipulating you. Today, hallelujah, my God, today is the turning point of your breakthrough. I believe in you. I am here for you. And I am not here alone. I have a wonderful staff here at Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. Apostle D. Dom Dominion of Altar Prayer Mountain in Nigeria is more than willing to pray with you, to counsel you, to walk with you, to encourage you to overcome in Jesus' name. And it is not by might nor by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. We have Gertrude Nelson, the author of Teenage Alternatives. You don't have to stay there. We have Apostle Daniel Sarobi from Grace Life Chapel in Nairobi, Kenya, who has an awesome healing and deliverance ministry. So, whatever you stand in need of today, whatever stands out to you today as you continue to listen to the messages that we are sharing with you, as you continue to seek God concerning the messages, the content. My prayer is that every area in your life where you have been avoiding confronting the issues of your heart, the matters of your heart, every area where you have swept things under the rug because you just wanted to cover it up, it hurt so bad you didn't want to deal with it. This week we're going to be talking about root issues. What are your root issues? Why do you do the things that you do? What is your motivation for overcoming and dealing with your hurt and your pain? And what is your motivation for not overcoming? You see, things that are covered up can't heal. And once you uncover it, you can be healed. God can step in and do what needs to be done. Do you deal with healthy confrontation? What's going on underneath the surface? I want to present a couple of questions, and it may or may not pertain to you, but if you are a functioning alcoholic, like, why do you drink so much? What is the source or the reason, the root issue of your drinking? And then how do you feel when you're not drinking? Are you happy? Are you sad? What are the emotions? What are you feeling when you're sober and in your right mind? What are the things that you think about and you meditate on that may be tormenting you, that may be causing you to go back to a place that you're no longer at physically, but mentally and emotionally in your mind, you're still there? And because you frequently go there, it prevents you from moving forward. And see, at somewhere there's a disconnect. Your heart and your mind is not equally aligned, so you're not able to move forward and live the abundant life that Jesus died for you to have. And then the spirit of bondage comes in and says, okay, I'm going to keep this person here, and I'm going to have this bottle of liquor available to keep them in bondage so that I can fuzz their mind, so that I can confuse them, and then I can get them to display behavior that is not true to their nature, and then I'm going to keep them on this merry-go-round, and I'm going to keep them in this cycle of brokenness and discouragement and despair and hopelessness. And if they keep drinking enough, I just might be able to kill them. You see, the devil hates you. And for whatever reasons, you turn to the alcohol. And I'm not saying you don't have to, you know, don't drink. You know, this is not one of those type of messages. I'm here to tell you that whether you drink or you don't drink, that God loves you. Some people will tell you if you drink, you ain't going to go to heaven. You know, we got so many holy rollers that they judge people and they look at the struggle, but they don't look underneath the surface. And they don't see what is going on, that people are hurting. And hurt people, and healed people help hurt people get healed. And it's time for change. We say that we love God, but we hate one another, or we look down on one another because somebody has a struggle, someone has a challenge, and all they need is a helping hand. All they need is for somebody to come aside and love on them and accept them and meet them where they are. And I'm passionate about that, and I'm mad about that. I feel a righteous indignation. We need to stop hurting people. We need to stop misrepresenting God. If you say that you love God, then love his people. Help his people. Stop hurting God's people. You are accountable for your actions. You are accountable for turning people away from God. You are accountable for running people out of your church. For misrepresenting God. For acting like you are God. trying to usurp his authority, operating in a spirit of error. How can you say you love God and you hurt his people? For those of you that may be struggling with the spirit of whoredoms, sexual immorality, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, rape, child molestation, sexual assault, or pornography. What is the root issue? What is going on underneath the surface? What are those things or those areas in your heart where you broke it down into compartments and you hide your hurt and you hide your pain and you don't allow God access to these areas because you think it's too bad? It's not too big for God. Is there anything too hard for God? No. Give it to God today. The beginning process of the healing process begins with healthy confrontation. You must come to a place of acceptance, accepting where you are and accepting who you are and how you are and how you got there. God understands all of the things that you went through. God understands all of the hurtful things that happened to you. God understands the people that molested you. God understands that man or that woman that raped you. God understands the root issue behind your being addicted to pornography, or you're being addicted to drugs or alcohol, or you're being addicted to gambling. And get this, how about being addicted to hate? How about being addicted to condemnation? Because sometimes things happen to us and we condemn ourselves over and over and over. But you know, sometimes people love to judge and to criticize, and we tend to categorize sins, and one sin is not bigger than the other sin. If someone murders somebody, it's no bigger than somebody stealing something from somebody. If you commit fornication, it's no different than someone that's committing adultery. Sin is sin. And the goal of this series is to help you identify those areas in your life where you truly want to overcome, where you want to come out of the darkness into the light. So I'm going to go back to Psalms, the first chapter, for a moment. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seateth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So I want to leave you today with this word. You are a tree that has been planted by the rivers of water, and you will bring forth your fruit in your season, and your leaf will not wither, and everything that you do is going to be prosperous. You are going to be successful. You are not going to be an overcomer. You are already an overcomer. You are a more than conqueror. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So I thank you for joining me today. This is the Heartbeat of God. And my name is Stacy Lunsford, affectionately known as Eloquently Speaking, the Pastor of Poetry. And I want to leave you with Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 35th through the 39th verses. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So God loves you. There is nothing that can separate you from God's love. And I encourage you to stay connected. Eloquently Speaking Radio Network loves you, and we are here for you. The purpose of this radio network is to provide a platform and a safe place for real people with real problems that are looking for real people that have a heart for God and God's people and genuinely desire to see them heal, whole, delivered, and set free from the real challenges in life that can be overwhelming. And I could not do what I do had I not gone through some challenges, and I'm currently facing some challenges, and I give God the glory and I give God the praise because I have lifted my eyes unto the hills, hallelujah, where all of my help comes from. And my help is in him. My help is in God. My help is not in the hills. Your help is not in the hills. Our help is in the one who made the hills. So God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. And remember that today is the turning point of your breakthrough. This week, I will be dealing with overcoming scriptures. And I pray that if you have any questions, if you want to reach out to our staff, we are here for you. And present your questions. If you have a prayer request, please present them on the board. And you're more than welcome to join us at Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry on Facebook. And you can also visit us at www.ariseandshineforjesus.org and www.eloquentlyspeaking.com. And then you can reach us also at www.hopeisonthehorizon.com. God bless you and have a wonderful day. You are loved. God loves you. We love you. And we want the best for you. And we are cheering you on. You are a more than conqueror. God bless you. Bye-bye.